Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. How's it going? Welcome to another installment of the What's Your Weird Story podcast. I'm your host, Barry Johnston, and with me, as always, my friend, my confidant, Mr. Adam Beebe. How's it going, Adam?
Good. Oh, did you hear that? I did a fist pump.
Yeah, I heard that. Yep.
Because we can't do it. I guess I could have done it to the camera. Boom. Fist bump there. One of my friends had her. This is a complete aside, but it's really cute. She said that her niece used to carry around, when she was like 6 or 7, used to carry around a little pocket mirror so that she could give herself a fist bump.
That's great.
That's so great. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Hey, Barry. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good.
Barry, who do we got?
We have brought back our old friend, Mr. Ryan Joyce, to share something interesting.
And what is that interesting thing?
He brought an audio clip of something that he will talk about a little bit further in depth. So, yeah. So, we brought him back to discuss it.
Yeah.
Break it
so
down.
So, this is a special episode. It's a special episode on a number of reasons. One, technically, it's special because we've had the clip for a while. Let me back that up. Barry has been working on making this episode happen from the technical standpoint. He spent the better part of 2 to 3 weeks, if not longer, figuring out how we were able to play the audio so that we could hear it in real time, as well as you listening to it in real time, so that we could, all the people in the interview could hear it at the same time. And it was a lot of stuff that I don't understand, but there was some clicking and there was some dragging and there was some maneuvering and there was some virtual wiring and real world wiring and all sorts of things. Plus, then Barry also took his technical superior skills and applied them to said audio clip to make it more palatable or more digestible for our ears so that we can hear a little bit better from the clip that was originally given to us. And so this episode is also special because it's called Ryan Joyce and the Voice. You may have saw that when you clicked to download. Now, normally, Barry, you know the formula I use when I come up for the names of the show.
Yeah, usually the title will present itself as we're talking through. It will sort of unveil itself to us.
Yeah. Usually it's a phrase that somebody says that I'm like, oh, that's a gem, and I take it and I pluck it. And I cribbed that from another podcast that we both like a lot. And then we make that the episode title. But this was just too good to pass up because of the alliteration of Ryan Joyce and the Voice. And so that's why this episode's called Ryan Joyce and the Voice.
That's perfect.
And so it's great. And I spoke a little bit longer here than Barry. I had to make Barry redo this introduction of this episode because he just kind of like, he gave a bit of a humble brag, but Barry, you need, and the people need to understand what you've done. You've did this Herculean effort. What you went through beyond, this is whole new territory for us.
Yeah.
Who knows if we'll have anything like this ever again. But if we do,
yeah,
we will be able to do it because You figured it out.
Thanks, man.
And you did such a great job. And well, I just want to applaud you once
again. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. I did the best I could under the circumstances. You know, it's not the greatest quality, but I think you'll be able to sort of hear what's going on. And that's the main thing, you know?
Yep. Yep. And so I guess without further ado, we're going to let Ryan take it over. And he really is. He studied this audio tape, audio recording a lot. And you could tell. And even during our interview, he was lip syncing what he was hearing along to it at the different points. So he really guided the interview. And you know, it's interesting. It's a really interesting thing. We have no idea what's going on here, but it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I get without further ado.
Hey Ryan, Joyce, what's your weird story?
How's it going, guys?
Good, good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Good. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, where you were and what was going on when this was recorded?
Yeah, well, a little background even before that. We were coming back from some shows that we're playing, Cade and I. And we were in his band.
You play in a band Cade Roth, by the way.
Right.
Cade Roth and the Black Sheep is the name of the band.
Cade, little shameless plug, Cade Roth and Black Sheep.
Yep.
But yeah, we're in his Econoline, you know, 90s Econoline van. And
classic tour van.
Right. So we're just kind of coming home back to Binger to pick up some things before we had to go to another show in Medicine Park. And as a matter of fact, we were listening to this podcast. I was showing him your podcast.
Really?
And so that's cool. We were watching, legit, dude, this is legit. we pulled into his place in Binger, Oklahoma, and went to his house, and I said, you know, have you ever had, I mean, talking about weird stories, have you ever had any weird experiences like with aliens or anything out here? Because, I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, man, I've never had anything like that happen. And so, so at any rate, we were just kind of talking about that. I was like, you know, whatever, in passing. And we picked up, you know, the stuff that he needed to grab, and then we were on our way. And, I mean, if you know where Binger, Oklahoma is, dude, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
The sticks, I mean, man. Yeah.
It's in the sticks. And we were taking the back roads to get to Medicine Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the back side of the lake that we're trying to access.
And
I can't
Park
tell you exactly the location, but
Medicine Park has a cool history to it because it's a spot where, from what I heard, is this is back like, I don't know, 20s, 30s, where actors used to come to vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some cool little history there.
Yeah.
Where is
Medicine I've heard
Park?
That as well.
Medicine Park is where exactly, Joyce? It's near Lawton, right?
Yeah, it's near. It's about, I guess you'd say northwest a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Lake Letra. Instead of turning right to Letra, you just keep going straight and run right into Medicine Park. It's a little oasis.
Okay.
A lot of music up there, a lot of really cool people up there. So it's just kind of a little hippie town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a cool little place where people hang out and listen to music and get away from, you know, the other local areas around. So
cool.
But at any rate, we're coming back. We're going to Medicine Park, and it was so strange because we. Like in his Econoline van, he had a tape recorder thing that is stuck into the tape cassette so that he can listen to his phone on the radio.
Okay.
So he's got an iPhone, and he had it plugged into his iPhone. I think it was like iPhone, you know, 5, maybe 7, something like that.
Okay.
At any rate, we had this thing plugged in, and we're listening to music and stuff, and we decided to call our bass player, who was in Duncan, Oklahoma, which is about an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I listened to 5 minutes more than what you're hearing right now, 5 to 10 minutes more. We were sitting there listening to this thing for a long time.
Wow.
And it was like, it just totally engulfed the interior of the van. You know, we had to turn it down to try to, you know, not let it blast us out. It was super loud. So we turned it down. And then I just decided, you know what, I'm going to take my phone out and record this. And so I recorded everything. Everything you hear is live. It's what was recorded over the van's, you know, stereo system. And it's an old van. I mean, it's just old speakers, you know what I mean? So what's strange is that that day was like the quintessential, like, overcast day where the clouds were super low, like all the way across, you know, Oklahoma. It was, you know, in our area of Oklahoma, it was just super low clouds. And we were near some, you know, 4,000 foot towers out in that country area. And so whatever we, you know, whatever came over the radio was, I mean, it's just, it's really interesting. We, my buddy and Duncan, when he was on the phone with us, he started hearing the same exact transmission and he was an hour and a half away. So first of all, you know, I talked to a guy who used to be in the military and used to work on the signal side of things. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about it and I showed it to him. And he said, man, you got to get that away from me. He's like, there's no way that I can think of that any trans that you could have like gotten into somebody else's signal. Because everything is encrypted these days. Mm-hmm. Everything is digitally encrypted. And so the days of the 80s were
crosstalk and radio interference.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's really difficult. Yeah.
Right. So when he heard it, he said he'd never heard anything like it himself. And this is a signals guy from the military. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. So either somebody is playing a very elaborate hoax, or we happen upon something, and you know, there's communication going on in this thing, and I'm hearing language, and it's just strange. It was very strange. I sat there, and as an audio engineer, Barry, you know, when we're recording music, we have to be kind of hyper aware of the notes that we're playing, and you know, if there's stick click or if there's a note that's not played solid, or you know, so I think we have real very critical hearing. Yeah. And so I sat there and analyzed this thing and like marked off every place where it sounded like there was language.
Yeah. Yeah. And you sent me the notes. And so what I've done is I've gone through and I, of course, listened to everything before I touched anything, and then went through and I filtered some things out and tried to compress it to bring out some of the lower, harder to make out things, and I cleaned it up a bit because you hear a lot of like car noise and low end rumble in the original, which we're putting in the beginning of this podcast. You'll be able to listen to it. And I encourage anyone that wants to analyze this to take that and do your own, you know, investigation on it, because it's really interesting and fascinating. And if we miss something, you know, maybe somebody else got a different point of view, you know?
Yeah.
You know, one thing I want to say is on the – I haven't heard the cleaned up version yet, but, you know, when you're hearing the you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It sounds like somebody is frequency hopping on some kind of a computer system or something.
I was going to say that this sounds like the on what that they use. You see them on the Ghost Adventures and shows like that, where people are investigating ghost actively instead of just sitting in comfortably at home listening to other people tell their stories like we are. But it does sound like one of those spirit boxes to me. That's the immediate first thing that I heard.
Let's go ahead and get into it because I want people to hear it, the cleaned up version of this thing. We'll play the raw version and then we'll play the cleaned
up immediately
version.
After we're gonna play the
This is going to be a weird story.
Oh, Keep it there.
That's creepy, man.
Keep it there, man. I'm going to record it and then send it to Barry and have him analyze it. Sounds like a conversation.
Yeah.
You might be picking up on some alien type shit. Man, you never know. It's creepy. That's somebody breathing.
So here's the new.
This is going to be a weird story. Yeah. information.
Yeah.
We might be picking up on some alien type shit. No, no. It's creepy. Somebody breathing.
Okay, so
that's some crazy shit, dude.
It's got a nice beat, and I can dance to it. Yeah. So.
Well, it's giving me. I know a lot of people will be like, "Dude, that just sounded insane," and what the hell was that? And it didn't make any sense whatsoever. But when you sit down and listen to that thing, there is language in there. Yep. There, it says it sounds like something trying to say Cade, and what's so crazy is Cade was in the driver's seat of the van.
Yeah.
So, and it's like he's saying, "See," he goes, "See, Cade."
Right.
And then he says, "Ka," yeah, like he's trying to learn the language, and then he says, "Ka, Cade."
Yeah.
Like plain as day, man.
Yeah.
And well,
okay.
And another.
So was this a phone call that he was on, and then
so we were in the van in the middle of nowhere. And we were talking, we just started talking to Brad, our bass player, who was an hour and a half away. And all of a sudden this transmission, probably within a minute or two of talking to Brad, just completely engulfed our stereo system in this Econoline 90s van. And so it was so loud we had to turn it down a little bit to listen to it. We couldn't ascertain what it was saying. It just sounded like there was language being played. So we sat there for five or I don't know how many minutes prior to me recording this on my cell phone. But that's the recording that you heard that was on my cell phone. You know, I hit record and started and just let it listen. And Cade was trying to hang it up. He was freaked out. He heard his name multiple times, so he's like, he went to go reach to hang it up. I'm like, "No, dude, don't touch it. Wait a second, let me listen to this and let's have Barry analyze it." It gives me chills listening to it because I can hear the language and it's super spooky.
I don't know if you listened
to all the parts that I was telling you about.
So let's break this down here.
I will write quickly before we get into that, before you start really breaking into it. I also, one of the things that I heard repeatedly throughout, and I don't hear things like this well. I don't hear things in the kind of white noise stuff very well, but I did hear repeatedly what sounded like Cade over and over and over again. So,
Yeah.
And that's why we thought it was our bass player playing a trick on us. But when we contacted our bass player, he said, "Did you guys hear that transmission that came over our phones?" He goes, "I recorded it." He said he recorded it on Pro Tools on his side.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So he recorded it at the same time. So the fact that he was interfaced into his Pro Tools rig meant that there was no way that he could have been communicating with us over his cell phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so weird. That's weird.
Super bizarre, man.
That's weird. Well, I want to play the first clip is of the computer type sound, okay?
Okay, the bloop? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So here's that portion of it.
Well, check this out. Hang on a second. 12 seconds in, there's breathing. He's like,
right.
You know, it's like a Darth Vader type breathing.
Yeah.
So let's play the sound and then we can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we can play that first. That's that weird breathing sound.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
And it's like somebody is on a computer or something, like, you know, going through, you know, frequency hopping or something. It's just very strange. Yeah. But, like, there's pauses in between. And during those pauses, you'll hear him, he'll say something.
Yeah.
And then he'll pause for a second, then go back into it. So,
yeah.
All right. Now, we've got these labeled and they're out of order as far as the order we're playing them now. And I've made notes on those about that. So was this, Barry, was that the file labeled, Crazy Alien Computer?
No, that was not in what I had. I just played that from the raw file. But this is that precedes the Crazy Alien Computer. So the next weird sound we're going to listen to is the weird computer sound.
It's like a boom.
I mean.
Okay, now so I heard at around the 6 second mark of that bit, I heard your or yo captain.
Okay, let's hear that one more time. Okay.
Oh, I got you. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You get that right there at the end?
Yeah. Yo, captain. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I heard that. It's weird. It doesn't seem like, you know, normal English language. You know what I mean? But I understand what you're talking about.
One more time.
Yeah. Did you hear it?
Or if you want to go dark, it could be your captive.
Or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's not what I heard, but that's also.
Because there's.
But now, at 48 seconds to 50 seconds, I hear whistling.
Okay, hold on.
I heard points. There's definitely points in the whole refrain that I heard some whistling and stuff.
It's just weird, man.
Yeah. Okay, so here's one of the spots. I think this is the first time he says, actually...
C. Hayde.
Yeah, C. Hayde.
Okay, that play that, because I hear something maybe different.
Okay, hold on. I got to cue it up here.
So this, on the regular recording, this is around the 1 minute mark.
Correct.
It's at 1 minute, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so... I'm just a little.
And I'm thinking it's either C as in look or C as in the letter C. And as I went on, I noticed that he was trying to learn the language. So that's what it makes me think that he was thinking, referring to C as the letter C.
Okay. Here's that.
That's creepy. Keep it there, man.
Again?
There, man.
That's so weird.
I mean, that's so freaking weird, dude.
So you hear what sounds? It seems like it could be C. Cade or C. Hayde, but also it could be Seek Aid.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. For me, it I thought I heard C. Hayde, which meant to me, like, as he goes further, you hear a. He goes, ha, and then ka. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he pauses and he goes, Cade.
Right.
And it's super creepy. Like, is he trying to figure out the letter C, how it's pronounced? That's what freaked me out, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, okay, well, now we're going to go to the, it says, yeah, what? Okay, this is at the 110 mark.
Yeah, 112, yeah. Yeah, I heard. What? So
That's right harder to make out because all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it's like he says, what? And then right after that, it says, it's like, whoa. Like he's saying
lot,
whoa
like
or something. Yeah. Like when it's like, wow. It's like a weird whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Can we hear that one more time?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
So wild.
And then at 119, he says Cade, like plain as day. And it's weird because it's like he sets him, it's like he's talking to himself, and then he just says, stops and goes, Cade.
Yeah, here, let's hear that.
See, I hear him say, talk, Cade.
Mm. Oh, I didn't. So, like, at 119, Barry?
Yep, that's where we're at.
Where are you? That's where you're at?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's right. I think it's one. I got one at 135.
So I've got at 121, I have talk, Cade, right?
Okay.
At 132, I have Cade. At 136, I have Cade. At 149, I have Cade. At 212, I have Cade.
Right.
And then it gets into where it doesn't. I don't catch Cade as often, but it does. Like there's other as it moves on. There's other speech pattern type things and other words that I do hear.
So. Okay, well, let's
so like
hear,
this
let's,
one. This one at the 119 was just like a quick Cade.
Yeah.
The one at 127 to 130 is ha ka hey. It goes ha ka and then hey ha and then it says Cade on 133.
Let's hear that.
Like it's like he stops 133, 134. And just like states Cade, okay, like plain as day. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Go back. Listen one more time.
So weird, man.
Yeah.
Like he's going Cade. You know, like trying to figure it out or something.
Yeah. And then there's
so strange.
The other one here, 152. Let's listen to that one. Another Cade.
Brad.
Back it up.
Brad.
Yeah.
And the strangest one for me is when, like, at 220, he says, hot.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, it's hot. And I was thinking it could have been, you know, maybe he's talking about the car or something. Who knows what he's talking about. But he says, hot. Yeah, it's hot on 220.
Yeah, here's that.
I have a different.
Somebody breathing.
It's hot.
All right. I have a different interpretation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have hot, cold, and then someone says, I think it was you, says, sounds like it's breathe. Sounds like somebody breathing. And then immediately after that, I hear a cock. So.
Okay.
Mm. I'll
hear
that. I don't know what the aliens are. Talking about the hot, cold cock.
Hey,
but
that's funny.
You need that.
Oh, you know what? Well, I mean, it makes sense. I had a pistol on me that day.
Yeah, there you go.
It was hot.
Okay, here. Let's do it again.
Somebody breathing.
Oh yeah, it's hot. I mean, plain as day, man.
I mean, again, I hear cock rather than it's hot, but hopefully that doesn't reflect poorly on me. So,
well, maybe it says, oh, yeah, it's cocked.
So, I don't know. So,
maybe.
And also at 243, is that like so initially this is what I kind of ascertained. I don't know if it's, you know, who knows if it's true or not, but at 243, it's as if he hears me say, sounds like somebody screaming. And he says, "What?" Like, very slowly, he says, "What was that?" And he says, "God." Like, nobody can hear my transmission, therefore, who is it? It's got to be, you know what I mean? Like, who could possibly be coming over my transmission? And then he sits there, and it's like he gets quiet and gets silent. And then he starts frequency hopping just shortly thereafter. So it just seems, that's what it seems like to me, is that it seems like he heard me say that, and then he says, "What was that? God." And then he sits there for a minute and then starts frequency hopping.
Okay, let's listen to that. See that? When I initially heard the that portion of it, you know, you had had in there hot.
That was before. That's the one before that. That's a okay. T20.
Okay. No, there's the one at 243 that you had marked hot.
Yeah. That. Oh, I missed that. That's that's supposed to be the what was that? Because that's it, okay. 243.
Go ahead.
I heard what keep close there at the beginning.
Okay. Okay, let's hear that again. Yeah, dude, that is so weird.
Is that not weird?
It
just sounds to me like he says, "What was that? God." You know, it's just like, whoa, dude, what the?
Let's hear it again.
You know?
And then after that, after what you're saying, what was that? To me, you know, you had tie her or tired.
Right.
Or try her or something. I don't know. But
yeah, it just sounds weird. I don't know what it says. Let's do it
one more time. One more time.
Play that part.
Yep.
I hear come on, and then I thought I don't hear it now, but when I first listened to it isolated, I heard at the end, I heard come on, you got it, or you guys, but I heard I hear come on after I hear the what keep close, and then there's that kind of like you know, inhale, exhale
right.
sound, and then I hear, come on.
Because, so. I mean, right there, when I heard that, it sounds like he's, like, internalizing what he just heard. Like, because right before that is when I said, sounds like somebody screaming. And right when I said, sounds like somebody screaming, it's like he kind of pauses, and he's breathing, and he says, what was that? He goes, what was that?
Yeah.
Something. And then he says, it's like, it sounds to me like he says, God, like a question, like who could ever possibly break into my transmission? You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Well,
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
Let's listen to it one more.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it one more time, man.
I don't know.
And it's like he's whistling or something. It's just weird,
I hear what I hear. You know, I don't hear exactly what you do. I hear what keep close and then come on. And then I don't, and then some other unintelligible things. So I don't hear, I don't hear God there. I don't hear, the other things. So, but again, like, I admittedly am not good at, you know, pulling stuff out.
I think it's up to interpretation for sure.
It definitely is.
It's so, I mean, yeah, it's all up to interpretation, of course. But I mean, what I'm hearing is like it's breathing before he says, "Was that?" So it sounds like if you're listening to it initially, the first thing that he says after he says "what," if you start listening to that, it might say something completely different. But to me, it's like it's more like breathing into "what was that?" And then he kind of pauses, but he's kind of breathing back and forth, and then he says "God" or whatever, like "God," like a question, like, you know, who is this? Who could possibly be? Who did I just hear?
I don't know what I mean. Regardless, it's weird.
It's very strange, man. Whatever it is, whatever he said, it's just crazy. Yeah. Something saying something.
And then at the end here, we've got another weird sort of thing.
Check this out. Do you want me to tell you what it sounds like to me?
Well, let's play it first.
Okay, well, wait.
No, let's do it first.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, keep going, man. Can you go just before that, where Cade says something? Because Cade says, must be that alien type stuff.
Okay.
Because we had just been talking about it prior to this house.
It's because we were talking about aliens earlier. Yeah, keep going, man.
Yeah. No. Did you listen to the next thing?
Yeah.
No, the very next thing.
After that, I'm listening to the aliens thing.
Right, but listen to when he says alien singular.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going, man.
So right there, it sounds like he says aliens, a Leon, dumb F, and then he ends transmission.
All right, let's hear it again.
It's because we were talking about aliens earlier. Yeah, keep going, man.
It's just crazy. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
The only thing that, again, I can make out of that right for the beep beep is it does sound like he says something to fuck or something like
that. Or dumb fuck. Yeah, or something.
I don't get dumb, but because it seems like it's like, you know, it's like.
Right.
Alien now, doesn't have the same swing as dumb. Cadence, I guess that's the word.
I got you. When he says, ah, Leons, and then right after that, he sits there for a minute and he says, a Leon. And then he says, blah, blah. And then he's off. You know what I mean? But it sounds like he says a Leon singular, which totally freaked me out when I first heard it. Because it, you know, it's like he's responding to what Cade was saying. It was like our transmission was coming into his transmission. He was hearing it. And he said, must be that alien type stuff. Because we had no clue. We're talking amongst ourselves because it was just something that we were hearing. We had no idea. We were just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this thing reacted to what Cade said is what's so strange. Because he says, a Leon, dumb, whatever. And then it ends the transmission. Listen to that again real quick.
Yeah.
It's because we were talking about aliens earlier. Yeah, keep going, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What happened?
I don't hear it. But again,
hello?
I don't hear it. So,
whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear you guys. It's got so you guys have some weird, like it's like. kind of thing going on.
Huh. We got you.
You're good for us.
Maybe they're trying to talk to
the aliens.
Yeah.
Like right after you hear Leon's, and he pauses, listen to what the very next thing that he says. And it sounds like he says a Leon.
Okay, we'll hear it one more time.
It's because we were talking about aliens earlier. Yeah, keep going, man.
I don't know, man.
It's hard to say. I don't know. But it's weird, regardless of it, of what you think it says. It's really fucking weird.
There's heavy.
There's some stuff being said, and it's weird. There's
definitely language. There's definitely a cadence of some kind of communication to some other thing, person or thing that's there, and I think that's extremely evident. As to what it says, you know, I definitely have no clue. It would be in the setting that you were, you know, at night, driving down those back roads in the country.
And well, actually, it was
kind of comes on.
This was in the early. This was in the afternoon. This is Yeah, this is in the daytime. And I thought we were just picking up. I mean, we're going by this creepy house out there, and I thought, man, maybe we're picking up on some kind of a radio transmission from there. But we didn't know. We couldn't discern any language whatsoever. And once I recorded it, we put it back in through the car as we were driving, and we listened to it a couple more times, and it said Cade numerous times. And when that happened, Cade looked at me and said, "Dude, shut that off." I said, "I don't think you need to go back to Binger tonight, dude. Like, you seriously need to reconsider that." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I've never experienced, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's weird. You know, regardless of what, you know, what people think it says something. There's something going on there. It's just really bizarre. And just a neat little piece of an oddity. You know, that happened.
Yeah. My buddy was telling me that I should send it off to MUFON.
Yeah, they might have a better abilities. They may understand. They have, you know, a better understanding of what could possibly be said, and probably better gear to filter out and pick up stuff. So might as well, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely, but regardless, we're going to put that up for people to listen to and take and dissect and listen to, and, you know, maybe they've got a different angle, you know?
Yeah.
But again, we want to thank you for coming on and sharing that stuff with us. And
you're welcome. No, thanks for having me, and I'm glad we were able to kind of suss it out and check it out. And it's been fun.
Much. Everybody needs to know that Barry's worked for about 2 weeks on getting us the ability to play the file and listen to it all in real time and discuss it. And he did a lot of hard work, so I appreciate it.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much, Barry. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So you did a good job. You do need accolades for that. I just wanted to point it out. So everybody.
Thank you.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
So.
Well, cool, man. Well,
well deserved.
Don't be a stranger, Joyce.
Actually, be stranger, but, you know, come back and visit us.
All right, Adam.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a goat sucker?
What?
Goat sucker. Chupacabra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen one personally, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, me too. If anybody's got a goat sucking story, wait, if you got a goat sucker story, we want to hear it. If you got a Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. If you got a Loch Ness Monster story, or a Lake Champlain story, or Ogopogo story, or an Oingo Boingo story, wait, that was an 80s band. Anyway, you got a weird cryptid story, we want to hear it.
I didn't even know what a cryptid was, man.
Yeah, dude, cryptids. They're like the animals that haven't been necessarily proven by science. They're the ones on the edge. You know, they're not necessarily known animals, but they're known animals. We don't have the bodies or anything like that. So they're kind of like half myth, half story, based in reality, but still in that weird mystery area that we don't know about yet. Cryptids are fun.
Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got on there.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's brand new. Do you like that? It's one of the official What's Your Weird Story t-shirts.
Where'd you get that?
It's funny that you ask. I just got it off the brand new Spreadshirt.com site for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. There's no www. You just go straight to shop.spreadshirt.com/ what's without the apostrophe, WHATS hyphen YER. -weird-story, and that'll take you right there.
I mean, you can never own enough clothing.
Well, that's true, Barry. There's t-shirts for the ladies, because, you know, they're cut differently. There's hoodies, which are really cool. There's two different kinds of hoodies, and there's also tote bags, so you can tote your stuff.
That's so cool, man.
So if you guys go out to spreadshirt.com, What's Your Weird Story, through March 16th, you will get a 15% off coupon on any of your purchases, and they're all really good priced, and they're good quality material. Currently, there are two designs, but there will be more going up very soon, so just keep your eyes out for that. And if you decide to get one of our shirts, tag yourself on Instagram to ours or Facebook. Show your love. Show us what you got. Let's see your true colors.
Cade. 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 That's all I got out.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, what did you think, man?
Dude, I have no clue. It's weird. It's very weird because you don't get bounced signals like that very often anymore. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not hear the same things that Ryan did, and that's okay. But I don't hear things like that. Even like I said, when the glitched out parts, and we apologize for some of those glitched out parts. We don't know what happened. But it sounds like a spirit box. I can't hear words that are supposed to be there. So I don't know. I don't know. But I heard some stuff, but yeah. I don't know what it
is. Well, there is some stuff that is something being said for sure. But it's kind of like one of those other deals where it's like kind of regardless of what it's saying, it's just weird. It's just strange. Yeah. And the hard part about dealing with something like that, a piece of audio like that, is all the ambient shit going on. Yeah. And so you'll hear in that when we play the original clip, the unfiltered version, the untouched version, you'll hear a lot of background noise. You'll hear a lot of engine noise and low end rumble. So I did my best to sort of take some of that out, but you know, it's really up to the listener to, you know, figure out on their own, you know, is that something that they hear, or is it, you know, you may or may not believe what you're hearing. And that's, again, that's on you. All I can say is I've known Ryan for a long time and he doesn't make things up. This definitely happened. And it's just a weird occurrence, you know?
Yeah. It definitely, and again, his conviction on this is just, I mean, he is taking this investigation on his own. He's into it.
Yeah.
You know, he is up on this. He's going full Fox Mulder.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, and so he hears what he hears.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I said, you know, I don't have the ear for it, so I'm not trying to disagree with him, but it's, you know, I don't know what it is, or I don't know if it's, I don't know what to me, like, it sounds like there's some kind of language conversation kind of thing going on.
Yeah, right.
What is being said, what it is in reference to, and who it's saying, who's talking to, I don't know.
Right.
But it's weird. Yeah. It's just strange. The whole series of events is strange. So it's cool.
It is. And it was cool. And, you know, when he reached out to me, he was super like just excited about it and really wanted to get my take on it. And, So I'd spent some time on it. He wanted to explain more, you know, outside of the podcast before we started. I asked him not to, because we don't want to, you know, we want to save it for the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have too much information before I start, because then I'm starting to sort of like formulate these ideas and opinions based around his ideas and opinions. And I'd rather it be sort of more organic and, you know, I hear this, right. I don't hear that. But regardless, again, I mean, it's up to interpretation, and, you know, no matter what, it's just a strange, weird occurrence. And we just appreciate him, you know, letting us in on it. And I would like to see if he sends it out to a different third party, what they could, you know, sort of get out of it. You know, I would be interested.
Well, I'd like to extend that to just beyond with Ryan sending it out. I mean, anybody listening to the podcast.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? What do you hear? Any ideas what this could be?
Yep.
Any ideas on what is being said? Anything like that? You know, who knows? We don't know, you know, but if you got an idea, if something's popped out, if you can have an explanation, whatever, you know, let us know. Contact us. You know, hit us up on the Facebook page or on our email, what's your weird email @gmail.com, or on the Instagram, what's your weird story Instagram account, or the Twitter, you DM, slide into our DMs, or on the hotline, which is 513-909-9821. Let us know. Give us your interpretation of these things, because I'm pretty clueless.
Yeah. And I'd like to also extend an invitation to anyone that might have any weird recordings to send them in. You know, if you got something weird that you've recorded, send it to us, you know, and let us take a listen and see what we make of it. You know, I mean, that's just a whole other facet of this thing that is weird that we could get into. We have the ability.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks again, guys. We appreciate you listening. Hope you guys found this to be as interesting as we did, and hope you guys come back next week and check out what we're doing.
We've got more stuff, good stuff coming up as always, and thank you for being a part of the community. And if you haven't told your story or your stories here yet, what's holding you back? Come on, we got plenty of time, you know. We'll schedule a chat, and it'll be fun, and we'll have some laughs, and we'll have a good episode of the podcast. So thanks for listening. Be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.